From London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. All this week, we've been looking at the impact of the financial crisis a decade on. Today, the BBC's Victoria Craig explores how the collapse changed housing fortunes for many, particularly for a group of young adults dubbed Generation Rent.
There's a flurry of construction near London's Wembley Stadium, but it's nothing to do with improving UK soccer facilities. Instead, construction workers are putting final touches on a dozen buildings part of a new rental project called Teepee. To lure tenants, there are incentives like no deposits, a 24-hour on-site concierge, and monthly prize drawings. As the company's CEO Angus Dodd explains, it's trying to create a rental revolution.
It's much tougher today for people to get onto the housing ladder. The average age of people renting has got older, more people living with their parents for longer. That's a function of people not having £50,000 or £100,000, probably what people need to buy an average flat in London today. We're living with the aftermath of the financial crisis.
Barclays said it had written off £1.6 billion of risky investments related to US mortgages.
The government is preparing to announce details of the nationalisation of the troubled mortgage lender Bradford & Bingley. The bank will become the second this year to be taken into public ownership.
Banks, businesses and homeowners are hoping a series of dramatic steps taken today will help them weather the global financial crisis. A 0.5% cut in interest rates here in the United States and in the Eurozone.
The financial crisis pushed global banks to the verge of collapse and lending quickly dried up. While central banks slashed interest rates to record lows, making borrowing cheaper, it also helped drive property prices higher as supply dwindled. That left many struggling to get onto the property ladder.
It feels like it's a really big challenge these days, and it's because the cost of housing is so high.
That's Tim Jarman, a Teepee resident who moved in when the first building opened. While he one day would like to own a home, he describes the challenges of just saving enough for a down payment.
Even with the government schemes and things, it's still a massive, I don't want to say mountain to climb, but everything would be focused on that. You'd have to cut so many things out of stuff you do, socializing with friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to just pour all your money into saving up for that deposit.
UK think tank Resolution Foundation reports 40% of the millennial generation continues to rent at 30 years old, and a third of those, it projects, could still be renting by the time they draw their pensions.
You know, many friends that have tried to get on the housing ladder and they've ended up settling for places that they wouldn't choose to live in, but they felt that it was the only way they could get on the housing ladder. And I think I'd much rather live somewhere that I want to live.
David Miles, a professor at Imperial College Business School and former member of the Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee during the crisis, explains while interest rates on mortgages are half what they were before the crisis, borrowing isn't nearly as easy.
It is more difficult to borrow a very large amount relative to your income and certainly relative to the price of a house than it was before the crisis. The net effect of all those factors is that it is more difficult for young people to get onto the housing ladder, at least early in their life. I mean, it used to be the case that in many countries people could buy houses in the late 20s, very early 30s. That's been pushed back in many countries now to mid to late 30s.
In London, a small flat costs 16 times a highly skilled service sector worker's salary, according to figures from UBS. To buy something similar in Paris, Singapore, New York, and Tokyo, it's more than 10 times earnings.
Wembley Park, change for the Jubilee Line, exit for Wembley Stadium.
Teepee's ads on the London Underground proclaim a rental revolution. It's a model also used in major cities around the world. But is it really? And is this concept part of a permanent shift in the way people think about housing? Here's Professor David Miles again.
There's no obvious reason why having a country where people buy houses very young and are owner-occupiers for nearly all their adult life is a better economic model than one in which people rent for a significant period in the first half of their adult life and then own later in life.
Though the home buying dream might be delayed, the more than 7,000 new rental properties going up in the Wembley complex help show there's still room for renters to feel at home. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.